Welcome back, guys, to another episode of
Two Broads.
Oh, it's hot. Talking Bravo. What's up, man? Long time no see.
Oh my gosh, where have you been?
I know, like, we've had way too long of a hiatus. Like, tell me everything.
I'm so disconnected from you.
Mon and I saw each other yesterday. We went to Snowport, which is a really cute winter village. And well, Seaport.
Village. Making it sound like a quaint little, like, Vermont town. Like, this is literally like skyscrapers in Boston, and it's, like, a more of a market.
Okay, winter market. Yeah. It's a man-made... No, it is a winter market. It's not a winter village at all.
Yeah, winter village sounds much more quaint than it
you're is. You're right. Oh, I'd love to go to a winter village, though. Aww. But we don't have that nearby, do we? We'd have to go to, like, Vermont or, like...
New Hampshire. Maine.
Wait, to
is
where?
Is that how you say Maine?
No, you say Maine.
No, how do you say Maine?
Maine.
Maine.
Wait, how do you say Maine?
Maine.
Maine. Like, say Portsmouth.
Portsmouth?
That's what I said. Portsmouth.
Yeah. No, you've become more Americanized.
I know,
as the year
it's terrible.
But she still doesn't use Fahrenheit, and don't get me started.
I know the conversion.
Don't get me started.
Literally, when I was telling you a story the other day, I was using Fahrenheit.
I know, I pointed out, and I was like, wow, thank
just
you.
Just for you.
Speaking
otherwise,
my language.
You literally would just get so irritated that I'm using Celsius. Why don't you know both metrics?
I use the right ones when I'm in the right countries. Like,
I'm exhausted by this conversation.
Well, a fun little tool that our foreign friends in the U.S. have been using to help learn Fahrenheit.
The weather app. That's
well,
what
no,
I
okay.
use.
Okay, like if someone tells you it's 70 degrees, it's 70% hot.
You know, I don't even like that.
I love it.
I
think
don't get it.
I realized that's how I've thought of it my whole life until, like, our friend pointed it out. And I was like, wait,
yeah, but,
yes, like, that's how I have, like, thought of it in my head.
But, like, I just don't like it just because hot is different to a lot of people. Like we run warmer than certain people is an example. So, like, for us, we'll feel more hot than someone else who runs cold. So it's like, my 70% hot is different to somebody else's, which is why I don't like it.
Maybe it should be, like, warm, not hot. Because, like... Because, like, 20
what is
degrees...
What is this, a weather app podcast?
20 like, degrees Fahrenheit.
Our listeners
crazy.
Are not going to give a flying fuck about this conversation.
Well, I was... If people are struggling to learn Fahrenheit, like some of our
guys,
friends...
Guys, just go look at a weather app. Change it from Celsius to Fahrenheit. That's what I do. Moving on. What do you think about Snowport? Did you have fun?
Snowport's cute. There are actually a lot of really cute local artists. Like, I don't even
there
know...
Are.
100 like a lot well maybe not 100 but a lot of local artists and vendors and stuff, which is so cute. I didn't buy anything. It's all really expensive.
The
I'm
whole
like,
place
kind of
is a rip off.
It is the drinks. It was like $16 plus tax and tip for like a paper cup of mulled wine.
And yeah, my cup was leaking. I think that's why I kept spilling shit.
You probably didn't put the cap on all the way.
He did it, not me,
okay.
The bartender guy.
So you can't just, like,
I don't know, man.
Fix it.
It's the past.
Tell him how much your cider with a
$25. Who pays $25 for a freaking cocktail?
Like, that literally is, picture a
like,
coffee cup from your
fuck?
Office. That's what we got.
Yeah, and, like, this drink isn't some special drink that has, like, absinthe or smoke in it or gold or like crack or something. Like, this is literally a freaking hot downy cider with freaking Evan Williams whiskey. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, if you're gonna charge me $25, use freaking Macallan or something. At least use something expensive to make me feel like, okay, the alcohol is expensive, but it's an average drink.
And how much was the grilled cheese? Do you remember?
$17 for literally store bought bread and like regular cheese and regular, like, the whole thing was just like
No, I'm a grilled cheese connoisseur. That was
ridiculous.
So mid, like, again, cafeteria, like, my caf at work probably makes it better for a third of the cost.
For
like,
reals.
It's so dumb. Like, it's really cute to walk around, but no, like, just eat and drink before, maybe bring a nip in your bag during, and then go somewhere else after.
Honestly, like I would say it's, I love the nip idea, which is, like, maybe get a soda, pour a nip in there, walk around there just to say you went, take pictures, it's really pretty. But, yeah, like, go eat dinner somewhere else. Like, it's just, it's totally touristy. Like, clearly if you're a tourist, you're not going to question what you're spending.
Yeah,
for the most
true.
Part.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I know.
Well, speaking of, you're a grilled cheese connoisseur, where's your favorite grilled cheese?
Oh, you know where it is.
Is it the Foundry?
Yeah.
That's true. It is very, very good. But yeah. Where are some other places that maybe I don't know that... you think is amazing?
Like, honestly, genuinely, Ski Mountain grilled cheeses are, like, unparalleled.
Really?
Yes.
See, everyone gets chicken tenders and fries on
no,
a Ski Mountain. That is, like, the classic thing that everybody gets, so I just get it. But grilled cheese?
Yes, because they do not skimp on the butter. Like,
ooh.
Yeah, super butter grilled cheese is what I'm looking for.
Would you
for.
Say, like, all the ski resorts that you've been to, or is there a particular mountain that you're like, this is the place to get a grilled cheese?
I think, honestly, all of them, like, I can't...
You've got a grilled cheese at all of them?
Honestly, probably.
Holy crap.
At one point or another, yeah. Because it's usually my go-to at lunch, like, you know, we're skiing, burning, churning.
Yeah.
And I'm cold a little bit.
You get tomato soup with it? Or no?
Sometimes, if they have it, yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well,
but
maybe our next ski trip, I'll give it a try at Loon.
Yeah. Luna's good ones for sure. Yeah.
It's not going to be like Snowport.
Snowport also, like, they have, if you guys know, like, raclette, it's the cheese that you, like, basically melt the top of it and then they, like,
Did they do that?
They had it there. They had the cheese wheel pasta too, like where you make the pasta in the
they
cheese wheel.
They did?
Yeah.
Why didn't we get that?
It looked okay. Like, I saw someone with it and I was like,
really?
I mean, I'm sure it was pretty good. It was honestly probably
was
better than
the Tuscan Kitchen?
Cheese. No, it was a different one. It was like just cheese wheel pasta at this place. But then there's a different place
so
that was
good.
Like just the raclette. However.
Sorry, I thought of something with go.
That's okay. The raclette, like this, the cheese that they melt onto the pasta.
Yeah.
It made the whole place, or at least all the air, like the food area, smell like sick dog.
Ew!
Did you not notice?
No. Wait, this is from the raclette place?
I'm pretty sure.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I came in with a runny nose and a cold,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it was... I noticed it last time I went, and this time I'm like, wow, this is just, like, it's very off-putting. Like, it is not cute.
What?
Yeah.
Does raclette supposed to smell like that?
I don't... It might have been, like, a combination.
I've never had it before.
I think it's a little bit, like, stinkier. Maybe it was a combination of that, and then, like, they had, like, fish at the place next to it. And,
no!
Like, I know. Maybe it was, like, a combination
Ew.
That was really, like, that on the nose.
Also, why
yeah.
would you put raclette on pasta?
Actually, no, they put the raclette on,
should be on potatoes.
Baguettes.
Oh,
and yeah.
baguettes and make sandwiches from
yeah.
it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Honestly,
Ugh.
It looked better than the grilled cheese we got. It was...
Yeah, but that does not sound appetizing, like, at all. Tuscan Kitchen's really good. But
yeah.
the one thing I was going to say is we should have got crepes.
I know. It wasn't really a dinner food, though.
Who cares? Like, oh, man, I wish I, like, thought of that now. Because,
yeah.
like, the one thing that I love is, like, fresh waffles or fresh crepes that you get at a Winter Village or Winter Market or really, or ski, like, Ski Mountain, like, that shit slaps.
No, that's so true.
I wish we, like, got it first, or wish I thought of it, and then when we went to City Tap, I would have gotten my Caesar salad.
Yeah.
But wasn't hungry enough for it.
Also, I think we were worried that we wouldn't get a table, so we wanted something that we can just, like, one hand.
Ugh,
rather than, like, crepe.
You know what?
And, you
live and you learn.
You live and you... That's why we're here for you guys. If you ever
yeah.
go, now you know the hot tips. Bring a nose plug. Eat and drink before. And if
or
you
bring
get
a
food,
nip. Bring a nip.
Bring a nip.
Yeah.
Get the crepes.
No, that's a good tip for sure. Well, you know what? It was a good time. We had, like, fun little girlies trip. You know, I caught up on my Bravo after. Mm-hmm. And then I caught up on Bravo again today.
Why? So,
I forgot everything. Well, I was living in the moment, and I was cackling. Everything was so funny.
Yeah.
And I was, like, wanting to text you, and then I was like, no, save it for the pod. But then I didn't write notes.
Good willpower.
So, yeah, I know. So... here we are. Where do we even begin?
So you watched Below Deck, yeah, and Salt Lake and...
Well, I watched Below Deck on, like, Tuesday, but last night I did... Wait, was yesterday Tuesday?
Yesterday was Wednesday.
I don't even know what day is it.
So Monday is when Below Thursday? Deck is on. Today is Thursday.
Southern Charms today and Southern Hospitality.
I know, I'm hyped.
I'm so hyped, too. I'll be watching that tonight.
Southern Hospitality is so good. And so good. Charm. Like, we are, like, firing all cylinders here.
Dude,
Bravo.
My freaking, like, recording, like, station era, it keeps running out of hours. Oh. Because we have a million shows.
You don't have to save it for me, because I honestly watch live every week now. Like, I watch
okay.
half the time.
I mean, they're mostly for me and you, but, like, sometimes... I give it a couple days, and then I'm like, I hope you've already seen it, and then I'll start deleting. Mm-hmm. But, no, I don't even want to talk about Below Deck, to be honest, just because, like, I'm just like, eh.
It's a little,
that's how,
like...
I feel. I just feel, eh.
Well, that's...
There's not really much to say.
A lot of people feel the same about Below Deck, that it's kind of, like, a little repetitive. I think it's the easiest entry to Bravo, but, like, if you watch a lot of it, and you're like, well, it's kind of the same stuff over, like, it's...
The one,
you know,
thing that I
kind
of wish, I guess, is that the characters were consistent, because then they start forming relationships, and then they start forming friendships, and then drama happens, and this happens, but because it's always new people, some of it, yeah, is awesome, and then sometimes it's, like, a really good season, and then sometimes it's, like, I think this season's kind of, like, a roller coaster, where sometimes, like, oh my god, this is crazy, it's so good,
yeah.
And then sometimes it's, like, a lull, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, this whole Kyle thing being a bitch, like, he's supposed to be funny and silly and stupid and doing dumb shit, but instead he's just being a dick to everybody.
He's so mean. Like, the new girl. Like, he's so mean to the
new
girl.
And also, like, what's the shit about her being dead weight? Like, this woman cannot do shit. Like, she can't do laundry. She can't turn down beds. The most basic things ever for an adult.
Yeah, like, I guess I don't have any gauge on, like, how long this stuff takes someone to learn as, like...
My leg's falling asleep.
Take a drink. As, like, a new stew, because obviously I've never been a stew on a boat, but, like...
You've never been a stew on a boat? What?
Wait, I never told you?
What have you been doing this whole time? Corporate? Wasting your life, dude.
I should be making beds instead. But, like, they really, like... She's only been on it for, like, one or two charters, and she told them, like, I'm very green, like, I've never, like,
I know,
you know, like, I just don't know how long it takes someone to learn this stuff. So, like, is she actually learning really slowly, or is she still just very new, and, like, obviously the more you practice something, the better and faster you get, and she's, like, three charters in, like, I don't think that's that much. A charter is, like, 1 or 2 days.
My leg hurts.
I don't care. You do this to yourself every time.
Oh, man.
So, I don't know. I can't tell if they're being, like, harsh on her or if she's, like, rightfully, I'm about to fire your ass.
No, you can't. You're not gonna have a better co-host than me.
No, it's true.
I don't know, man. Below Deck's, like, whatever. What do you think about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City? That's, like, way more fun.
I know.
Dude, this season is so good. Like, I don't even know. I mean, obviously, Jen Shah and the FBI investigation, nothing can top that.
No.
But definitely this season did a 180 from last season. Because mm-hmm. last season, I was like, I don't fucking know what's going on. I can't really keep up.
Yeah.
This season... Also, I think it's still so comical that Mary has been...
Where is she?
Where is Mary? Where is she? Like, I'm so confused. How is she on this show?
I don't know.
And she's, like, not even... And all the time she's been filmed has been, like, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And she doesn't participate in anything.
Sits in the bus.
Are they paying her?
Is she gonna be at the reunion?
I don't even know. Like, what the fuck? But literally, like, okay, my favorite scene I laughed so hard was when they're in Bermuda, and this was after Meredith telling Monica that she thinks Angie is in the Greek mafia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, so then, like, fast forward a little bit. I think it was, like, Lisa telling Heather. Was it Lisa? Or, no, it was Lisa telling Angie. I don't know. Someone was basically talking about Angie being in the Greek mafia.
Yeah.
And I just held
Lisa, I think.
Was it Lisa? And I love how Bravo just does, like, a transition of Angie on this swim floaty.
Yeah!
Just, like, fighting for her life. Literally
she's trying to get onto this, like, flamingo floaty backwards, like,
oh. Flailing around. And she's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. She's like, come on, come on.
And you're like, yeah, she could be, like, a mafia boss. And she's just like, like, I don't know about that. I mean, maybe.
It's just, like, the fun. I love when Bravo does that shit. When literally there's, like, one scene where someone's saying something. And then the transition's, like, the complete opposite.
Unreal.
And you're like, are you kidding me? This is so unhinged.
Unreal. Yeah, that... Monica really brought in some spice.
Sorry.
You're doing this to yourself. Your leg's gonna fall asleep again.
No, it's not. It's not. I'm good.
Monica brought in, like, a whole new thing of spice. Also, like...
She did.
Did she have, like, the best or worst birthday ever? I can't tell.
Birthday.
Best or worst birthday ever. Because they wake up, they go jet skiing in her little cape, and they had, like, a beautiful, like, birthday.
I know she had a cape.
And, like, they were so nice there in the morning. They go jet skiing, like, in the beautiful water.
That looked lit. Incredible.
And then... She was like, yeah, we're gonna go see my family. I haven't seen them in, like, years and years and years and years. And then...
That was so messed up.
They, like, called her or texted her, I guess, and, like, canceled on her day of her birthday. She flew to Bermuda to see her family and celebrate her birthday. And she just literally gets out of the van and has a panic attack. And she's like, they just, like, canceled on me. They don't want to see me. They ghosted me. Like, I can't... help a thing. My mom has something to do with this. And, like, she's probably right. Like, I mean...
Yeah. This is her mom's side of the family, right? That's in Bermuda?
Must be, I think. Yeah.
I guess so. Because I think she's on her dad's side. It's, like, Colombian.
Oh, yeah. I think that she's, like, estranged kind of from that side.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I feel, honestly, so bad for her. I mean, like, she was literally so excited to see that family. And, like, the fact that they literally canceled on her birthday. Like, are you kidding me? Like... At least, like, she's in the country, it's her birthday, like, what could her mom could have possibly say to have her family just, like, back out? I don't know.
She probably made stuff up. Like, she probably just wanted to ruin her, that's what she thinks, probably wanted to ruin her day because her mom wanted to be there and she wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my heart broke. I felt so bad. Like, she...
Her mom's got... crazy issues.
Her whole life, like, she's like the birthday breakfast, which obviously was, like, such a sweet, like, you know, like, fun little thing.
Yeah, that was awesome.
She was saying that's, like, the first time she's ever done anything, like, special like that for her birthday.
Yeah,
she's almost 40.
I know that she's had, like, a tough childhood and, like, upbringing, and, like, I honestly, like, that whole thing was, like, devastating. It is tough, right? Like, you could say her birthday was definitely, like, half good, half devastating. I don't know. Also, super side note, but I love how they literally all woke up for that morning in PJs and they're all glammed up. Like, are you kidding?
Wait, weren't some of them getting glam in bed? Or is that a different scene?
Oh, wait, that's when Meredith had the IV hooked up to her and she was getting glammed.
Oh, yeah, that was the previous episode though, but that was legendary.
Their dedication to getting glam is unreal. Like, there's literally a scene before the breakfast where Angie's brushing her teeth and I'm like, she looks perfect. Like, she has makeup on, like, her hair is all done.
She's definitely pretending to brush her teeth. She didn't brush her teeth after getting glam. Right? Wait, that's a great point.
I literally was like, are you? And literally Heather wakes out, like, gets out of bed all glammed up. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Nobody looks like that when they wake up in the morning. Like, when you wake up in the morning, not you, but, like, people, like, you low-key look a little electrocuted and, like, just a little fucked up, like...
Just normal, not, like...
Yeah.
Glammed up. They need to be in glam all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
They pay for their glam people to go to Bermuda.
They are wild. Meredith's getting an IV dripped, getting glammed, like... I mean, respect, but also, like, really, nuts. Like, come on. It's the morning. Nobody cares.
Well, did you like their pirate outfits?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was so good. Lisa's. Okay, Lisa.
She really outdone herself.
Dude, she looked like a gypsy. Like, yeah. Wait, shit, not gypsy. I keep saying gypsy.
Well, they were calling her, like, a wench. Like a...
But, like, belly dancer.
Belly dancer? Yeah, like, she did look like a belly dancer.
She had, like, the gold thingies.
Yeah.
What's That's a true. Wench?
Like, I think it's... The females that are on, like, on the pirate ships or something.
Why is it called wench?
I don't know.
So the women are wenches and the men are pirates?
I don't know.
Huh. Why don't you know?
I'm not a
pirate. I thought you know everything. Historian. I thought you were always right. Huh?
About stuff that I know about. I don't know about pirates. Just watch Pirates of the Caribbean.
You know what, folks? What? They don't even explain
it's hardly then. Accurate.
Folks,
including the ghosts.
We'll get back to you. You know what? Let's make a poll so they can answer and let us know why it was called wench.
Why are we making them tell us? They're not Google. That's why not? My biggest pet peeve is someone asking me a question that is Googleable.
So mean.
You. You don't get as much.
Yeah, I know, because I have to play my cards right of how many times I yank your chainsaw. Yeah. I can't yank your chainsaw all the time, because then you'll just shred me with it. That was a good one.
That was nice.
Yeah, I know.
Who do you think had the best pirate outfit?
Oh, my God. I mean, Monica went all out. I mean, she got the beard. Mm-hmm. Like, are you kidding? That was top-notch. But honestly, Heather and Whitney looked fabulous. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember Meredith's outfit. So that goes to show what she wore. I think it was decent.
They said that she looked like Esmeralda because it was like a flowy shirt, but like her, I forget what her.
Who's
her
Esmeralda again?
From. Oh my gosh.
Why does that sound familiar?
It's from. Oh, it's like from the Disney movie with the gargoyle.
What? I feel like there's a gargoyle.
I really don't remember what movie
doesn't
it
sound like someone's drowning when you say gargoyle? I feel like every Disney movie has a gargoyle. Gargoyle. I can't say that word.
Oh, Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh!
Yeah.
Who the hell's the gargoyle in there? The Hunchback?
No. He's the Hunchback.
Moving on.
Yeah, Monica went full, like, Jack Sparrow. That was awesome.
Who was your okay, what was your favorite scene in the last episode?
I liked when Whitney was talking about how, like, her outfit in the bus, her outfit came with a G-string.
Oh, my God,
she thought
yes.
It was an eye patch, and she put it on her head. That's incredible.
Wait, that was so good. I wish she just committed and, like, showed up.
I know.
And just kept it on. But that whole place that they had dinner in the caves.
Oh, so cool.
Dude, when they did the beach picnic, like, holy shit. Have you ever been to Bermuda?
Mm-mm. Have you?
No. I did know someone from Bentley who's from there. You know Ashley Gibbs? Do you remember her? She was on my Florence Slade.
I think so.
She was, like, close friends with, like, Michelle and Sarah Winkler and Amanda Akinbora, that whole group. No?
It's okay.
She's British. Well, technically she's American. Doesn't matter. Point is, she's from Bermuda.
Oh.
So I saw pictures, but...
Looks beautiful.
It's stunning, man.
No.
Absolutely stunning. What?!
Stunning, that's what stunning is
oh,
from.
Oh, yeah.
We just talked about this. Yeah, it does
I
look
see
beautiful.
You too much. Our memories are just mushing into one. I can't compartmentalize the days anymore.
I know, it's a mush. But yeah, that cave was amazing.
Dude, it was so sick.
And then Lisa called the server, like, Cosmo, and it's like Cosmin or something. She's like, Cosmo, we need some bread. Like, do you guys want bread? I need bread. Cosmo, can we have some bread?
Wait, stop. Like, that's such a good impersonation. Is that the right word?
No, Monica does not be Monica. The other Monica.
Oh my god,
does the best when she was at Mary's with the carrot cake.
Yes, and she goes, "You do it. You do it." She's
oh my god, Monica. No, I can't even. Like, she was spot on. She was spot on.
So good.
I need to practice.
Oh my god, no, you're really good. You're really good at this impersonation stuff. Wait, my other favorite thing that's getting so juicy and so good is the rumors that Meredith is spreading, but acting like she ain't doing shit.
She literally, there's like video evidence of her being like, Angie's in the Greek mafia, like pass it on basically. And then Angie's like, Meredith, are you telling people I'm in the Greek mafia? She's like, I've never said anything like that. And then they're asking her if she's the one DMing them, like, saying that. And she's looking, like, looking very guilty, looking away, like, no. She's, like, her eyes, like, she looks away. She's, like, no, that's not me.
A terrible liar.
Such a bad liar.
Like, stop lying.
Like, it's certainly her, right?
Oh, my God. She looks so sus.
I know.
And the craziest part, too, that made me crack up was that Meredith literally goes to Monica and is like, hey, have you checked your DMs about Angie? And Monica goes, no, I haven't got anything. And then Meredith's like, well, I got some DMs that's telling me that Angie is in the Greek mafia. I think you should check your DMs, because if I got one, you must have got one. And then Monica checks her DMs and gets all this shit on Angie, basically. Oh, my leg fell asleep again.
Shocking.
and literally just like, are you kidding me? Like, Meredith is so blatantly the puppeteer here of stirring up. And the funniest part was like Lisa saying at the dinner table, this happened last year to a T, with Meredith doing the same thing again.
Yeah, but Whitney is her puppet. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's true.
Why she's trying to start up all these rumors?
She's on Housewives, man. It also doesn't make any sense. Why would people be DMing Monica, like, the show? Like, she hadn't even ever been on a season yet, so.
It's because she's the puppet.
Yeah, but, like, who would know that she's hanging out with Meredith if they're just filming the season now?
Do you know what Meredith, I mean? Right, exactly. Which is all the more reason for Meredith to have planned the whole thing.
Yeah, it's so absurd.
My leg's broken.
Oh, I'm shocked. Well, Winterhouse is always spicy. Like,
Danielle's overreacting.
I know.
I'm coming for your girl.
I know.
Love her to death. But, dude, she's, like, getting. Her angry energy and her angry vibes is now, like, affecting the whole house. And it's affecting watchers like myself. Why is she so angry?
Okay, well,
she's obviously very
Alex
hurt.
Pissed her off. I know. Yeah, she, like, she just got out of a long-term relationship. And she hasn't switched the brain from, like, relationship to just have fun.
Did you also hear her, Danielle, saying, and I can't remember if she said this to Amanda or who anymore, but she did say, somebody asked Danielle, like, what do you want from Alex? And she goes, oh, you know, it's just like a casual fling, maybe something more.
Yeah.
That is ultimate red flag. And what I was saying before is, like, Danielle, you're not ready for a casual fling. You're not ready to hook up with anybody.
Yeah.
Because if you hook up with anybody, you're going to fall for them.
I know.
Because her heart can't take it. She hasn't gotten over the loss of her relationship with Robert.
Yeah. And, like, she needs to switch that relationship part off and, like, fully just have fun. And, like, I know, like, we've all done it. It's like, oh, fun. Yeah. But, you know, maybe it'll turn into, you know, it's like you always have the little hope. And, like, you just can't have the hope of it turning into something,
right,
like, in this situation. Where you're just in a house for 2 weeks. You literally live, where does he live? Florida, I think?
Florida, yeah.
You live on the opposite sides of the country, basically.
Yeah, how is this even doable? Like, it's not.
It's not. And, ugh, I know, I wish you could just, like, chill out and enjoy. But then again.
Right?
like, there wouldn't be that much drama in the house.
I know, it's true. That is true, that is true.
Except now Sam is in the house, which is good drama.
Wait, that was... Okay, that whole thing with her and Malia, like, butting heads, like...
And you saw the promo for the reunion, right? Yes! Because the reunion and the finale are next week.
Yeah, so Andy drops a bomb and goes, there is unseen footage of Malia and Corey hooking up.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, and is that real?
Sam cannot be mad at the girls. Like, she can't be mad
at... She has to be mad at Corey.
Right.
And the girls were saying it, too. They literally said, yeah, we went for Corey because... He said he was available.
Yeah.
Or, I take that back. He didn't say he was available. He just... He didn't say he was unavailable.
Yes, exactly.
Which is, like, even worse.
It's so shady, like...
It's... Like... The thing is, I get where Corey's... Like, look. If Corey and Sam had a conversation saying they were exclusive, then yeah, what he did is fucked up. But if what Corey's saying, which is kind of what it sounds like, he said they didn't have labels, they were dating, the part that's left out is, yeah, but are you exclusive or are you not? That's the difference. If you're not exclusive, but you're dating, you can do what you want.
And they're not each other boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, and you're not exclusive.
Single. He said himself that, like, He took that as an opportunity to push the boundary as much as he can.
Which is why I was thinking, like, were they exclusive or not? Because in Sam's eyes, it sounds like they were, but it's like...
Yeah.
I don't know. They're clearly not thinking the same page.
No, there are two sides of the story, right? Three sides. His side, her side, and the truth. It's like, what... True, like, were they actually together or not? Because also, if they're not together, they're... Sheerhouse is basically ending, and he's asking her to come visit.
Yeah, that also made no sense. Like, what the frick?
They're texting every day, every night. Like, he's telling her he misses her and vice versa.
Maybe that was the one weekend she was available. Like, I don't even know. The whole thing was, like, very confusing.
He's like, just, like, so sketchy. I don't know.
I know.
I'm not a fan.
Well, maybe it's different now. I mean, they're dating now. They're official together.
It better be different now. It better be. They're, like, very serious.
I know. It's true. I mean, it seems like they're doing well. Again, we're not really going to know till the reunion, I suppose.
I know. I love that as finale than reunion.
Seems crazy. But we did see, like, photos of them together, like, posted on Instagram. So it's, like, they're fine. Dude, not to, like, jump to another topic because we'll get back to Winterhouse. But the part that, like... killed me. I was shocked. I was so shocked because I didn't think I would ever hear this. It's a clip of Southern Charm. It's like the preview of tonight's episode. And it's the scene where they're in Jamaica, they're on the boat, and it's Craig and Madison. And Madison's talking about, yeah, you know, love Paige. Craig's like, love Paige too, blah, 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 blah. And then Madison's like, yeah, you got to get her over to Charleston. And then Craig's like, you know, it is getting really tough now that Sewing Down South is blowing up. Because, you know, now that we're getting bigger, it's getting harder to work from home since our warehouse is here, our shop's here, and the company is here. And then he basically said that if Paige can't move to Charleston at some point in the future, we might have to break up. Did you not see that?
No.
Yeah.
But like you were saying, he's had like a couple of investment, like I think like restaurants or something in New York.
But they're investments, though. So the difference is that, like, with the investments he has in New York, which he has, he's obviously not the sole owner of the company. He's just, like, essentially a partner, right? So what that means is you still have, you know, the firm, which is in New York, but he could essentially do that remotely, you know? But, like, his actual job, if the warehouse... You know, he has to be there physically. His shop, he has to be there physically. And same thing with the actual, like, company, like, office, right? If he has to be there physically as well. Again, I hope he does figure it out because, like...
Can you imagine?
Them breaking up? I really can't picture that. They're not going to. I don't think they are. Like, he's so in love with her. He's literally ready to marry her.
I know. He's been ready.
Yeah, and, like, Paige is too, and she really is trying to assimilate to Charleston culture. Like, she is making an effort to make friends there. But I don't see them breaking up. I think maybe he said that maybe because they were drinking and I don't know.
I wonder if, like, the teaser for the episode cut it off and he probably, like, I wonder if he, like, laughs, like, haha, just kidding after, you know, like.
Yeah. And then they break that off. That kinda,
yeah. I mean, we'll see.
I'm also sure it is, because if you think of it, too, like, okay, when do the Bravo Labs get to rewatch the episodes? Is it right before the reunion? Or? Yeah. It is, right? Mm-hmm. So do you think Paige has seen that episode?
Do you think Paige is going to be on the reunion?
I don't think she'll be in the reunion, because she was, like, barely on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, she was on the show, but, like, you know, not, like, she's in a couple scenes, but.
Because they had, like, obviously sent it to Craig, so you're saying, you're wondering if she watched it with him before the reunion?
I'm just, like, wondering if she's seen it, because obviously her and Craig look very happy right now, and, like, they seem good, so, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have so many questions. This is why we need to get on the inside. We need to find a friend who works in this industry to be like, look, how does this work? Like,
we need to get on the show.
I don't want to necessarily get on the show. Oh my god. Call Andy now. Send the clip.
Boston's an untapped Bravo market. There's so it's many true. Bravo fans in Boston.
Also, they did do Summer House, Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, yeah. That's probably them checking off. That's so true.
That's but checking off, like, Matt. But not Boston Charm.
Not Boston Charm. I swear every other, like, Watch What Happens Live that I watch, which I don't watch all of them, I swear, like, every other one, there's someone asking a question from Boston. Like, I swear. Or, like, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, totally. I told you, like, a really good friend from Bentley literally got on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah. Oh,
but it's so also, cool. Like, one of those things where, like, I don't know, even though there's a huge market here and fans here, like, maybe no one is. I'm gonna die.
Oh, in case you guys haven't done the math, I was sick last week and Chaz is sick this week. So, the math is mathing.
Yep.
And I'm the culprit, and I'm sorry.
Here we are. It's okay, we're gonna get through this wave. Like, we've gone through a lot. We'll pass. Oh my god, my leg.
Not even sitting on it.
Yeah, but like.
Take a drink.
What was I trying to say?
Watch What Happens Live.
Maybe
was there.
No one has sent, like, a really good audition tape for a new show.
Maybe.
And it always has to be unique, too. It can't always be the same, right? Like Southern Hospitality is similar to Vanderpump, but it's still, like, different. And yeah. It has, like, a little bit of Southern Charm in it, because obviously it's both in Charleston.
Yeah.
And then you have Southern Charm, which is, like, totally different. Right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I would say the thing that might come close to it, maybe Family Karma. Just kind of, like, because they talk about their culture,
like,
but
yeah.
It's just looking at their relationships and stuff.
Yeah.
And then Summer House, totally different. Literally, like, Winter House. It's just a show where people just party mm-hmm. with themes.
Real Housewives of Boston.
Don't they have that?
No.
No way. Do they not have a Real Housewives of Boston yet?
No. You think we wouldn't have watched that by
that's
now?
True, that's true, that's true.
They have well, a lot point. Of Housewives location, but not Boston.
Wait, why not? Are there not enough rich people here?
No, there are plenty.
I was going to say, there's so many rich people here.
Wonder, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're not as interesting because they're just, like, literal, like, Wellesley Housewives. They're just, like, sitting there, like, driving their kids to soccer. And, like, I don't know.
Not enough drama?
Maybe.
Interesting. Well, who knows? DM Andy and give him a little idea. Or.
No, he's listening. What do you mean?
True. No, or Andy, give it 10 years and.
Could be us.
Could be us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Give us some time.
You know, let us build our empire.
Give us some money and it could be us.
Any folks on the phone, if you have any donors or
sponsors.
Yeah, or any people who just love to give. You know, it's the holidays. Mm. Like, just give to someone you love, and hopefully it's us. And then we'll bring you the Real Housewives of Boston.
Yeah, boom. Or if you're a housewife in Boston.
And you want to give us money.
And be on a show together.
Oh, you want to find us to be on their show?
No, it'll be our show.
Yeah, we could do that too. I mean, hey, we can bring the drama, okay? Like, we can fight. You know, it happens.
Well, the thing is, you need to have, like, you know, the like, friend group before the season. Like, it can't be a bunch of randos coming together. You have to have, like, some kind of relationship.
That's why you gotta give us some time, you know.
Yeah, we'll, give us time.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Find some rich friends and become wives.
So what else is new going with you?
Nothing. What about you? You have literally, like, a tour to the world.
So. I know. Well, I'm excited for my trip tomorrow. My cousin's getting married, so I'm excited for that trip. Take some time off. I hope the weather's gonna be better, though. I don't know.
Is it looking bleak?
Yeah, it's looking pretty bleak. Not cool.
Indoor or outdoor?
Well, it's supposed to be outdoor, but they do have an indoor option.
Smart.
And I think it's gonna be... I think the idea was to do half indoor, half outdoor as well. Like the ceremony outside, cocktail hour outside, reception inside. Just kind of like, you know, the usual. But yeah, I mean, it's gonna... be indoors if it's gonna rain, so
I'm excited to see pictures.
Yeah, so hopefully it goes well, you know, hopefully everyone's in good spirits and no drama and it's a good time. Hopefully I make my flight.
Oh my gosh,
I'm checked in, so
you'll be fine. You're not out on the town, like you'll make it.
Yeah, no, I'll be home tonight like a good Samaritan, so I'm like, you over here was hitting the town.
Hitting the town, I'm hitting my street. Not in that way.
What's the new place that's opening up?
Cornerstone.
Why have I heard of that? Is that it's new to your location or it's a new restaurant?
It used to be like an old pub and then I think they bought it and they're redoing it. I don't know if someone new bought it or if they're just like revamping it, but it sounds cool.
What kind of food is it?
It looks like Asian-y. Actually, no, I don't think it's Asian. It's like seafood, comfort food, like combo. I don't know. Ooh. I followed them on Instagram and it looks decent.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Let me know how it is. Hopefully it's fun.
Well, that's the thing is like it's been open for not very, like honestly a week maybe.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, well, do we just wait till there's like more people going and not be like one of the only people there?
I mean, if it's by your street, you know, worst case scenario, you can always order something. If it sucks, just pop on over to Barcelona, you know, because you don't have to like commit to a whole meal.
That's a good point. I'm thinking like, the food I'm not even like too worried about because I feel like If the place just opened, they put, like, a lot of effort into the
food. So what are you worried about?
Like, walking in and there's literally nobody else there. And, like, we're the only people there.
Oh.
Like, we like a little bit of a vibe.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
But someone's got to be the first person, right?
Well, you know what? The vibe is how you make the vibe. So...
that's true.
Do you want to borrow my pack of Uno cards?
No, I think you need that for this weekend. I
don't need it this weekend.
No, like, you have, like, nothing to do. Like, you have no agenda.
Oh, shut the hell up. I have no time to even, like, talk to myself. I'm just going to be so busy. I'm going to have no downtime.
You're going to have to come home for, like, 2 days and then literally ship off to the other side of the world. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be so crazy, but it'll be good. We should come up with a fun plan for Tuesday. Do you have anything in mind yet?
Do you?
I just want to do something fun. Like, ooh. Out on the town.
I don't know. I'm not feeling that.
Wait, shut up! The one thing I will say is because we're probably going to be a big group, I don't think we should do dinner. I think we should do somewhere... well, okay. Some place with food, obviously, but, like, I think it'll be fun to, like, stand up. I'm just thinking, like, this is, like, a random, but, like, a Trillium where you can just, like, stand up... grab like a barrel and then I'll like haul around it.
But we'll reconvene offline.
Yeah. Just because dinner with like so many people at that point, like if Liam's on the other side of the table.
Yeah, we can reconvene offline. I don't think they care.
I know. Well, anywho, that's it from me. Do you have anything else?
I just have fun at the wedding. By the time you guys are listening to this, Jazz will be back from the wedding.
Yeah.
And you can follow her on Instagram and get all the live updates. Follow us on Instagram at @2broads_talkingbravo. Same thing on TikTok. Give us a follow, a like, a rate, wherever you listen. And come back next week.
Thanks.
We'll have to do a couple of remote sessions like we did with Joy like a couple weeks ago if you guys tuned into that. So we'll be doing it over Zoom. So it'll be a little different.
I'll get to have my headset on. It'll be great.
You'll get to wear your headset finally. Jasmine's been dying to wear a headset on the pod, and we just don't have a use for it. So we actually will now. So we'll look so professional over Zoom. It'll feel like we're working.
All right, bye, everybody.
Have a good one.
Thanks for listening.